Welcome to the deep dive. If you're here, you want to get past the surface level, really understand things without all the extra noise, and do it efficiently. So today, we're diving into something pretty fundamental, really. Forgiveness. Our main source is an insightful piece from Davenport Psychology, actually just published yesterday, April 15th, 2025, by Dr. Charles R. Davenport. Our mission, basically, is to unpack the psychology of forgiveness, look at how it plays out in therapy, both one-on-one and for couples, and maybe touch on some exercises you could explore. And right off the bat, it's crucial to say, forgiveness isn't usually quick, and it's definitely not about being weak. It's often a journey.
Yeah, it's interesting how we often think about forgiveness in one way, but psychologically, it's quite different, isn't it? It's really less about just saying sorry or accepting an apology and more about, you know, an internal change.
It's easy to simplify it to just, okay, forgiven, let's move on.
Okay.
But based on the Davenport article, it's really a conscious decision. Let's break that down. It's choosing deliberately to let go of resentment, that feeling, that anger, or maybe that desire for payback against someone who hurt you. Now, what's really critical here, I think, is what it isn't. Forgiving doesn't mean you forget what happened at all. And it definitely doesn't mean you're saying the other person's actions were okay. Plus, and this is a big one, it doesn't mean you have to reconcile.
Right. That forgiveness versus reconciliation point is super important. Sometimes society kind of pushes us towards making up, fixing a relationship. But psychologically, forgiveness is more personal. It's internal. You're basically recalibrating your own emotional response, you see. You decide that the past hurt isn't going to control your present feelings anymore.
And it's not only about forgiving others, is it? The Davenport piece brings up something else. Self-forgiveness, which we probably don't talk about enough. I mean, think about how often we beat ourselves up over past mistakes, right? Holding on to that guilt.
Oh, absolutely. That's such a key insight. How can you really genuinely forgive someone else if you're constantly judging yourself so harshly? Self-forgiveness, as the source points out, is really integral to healing and just personal growth. It's about owning the mistake, sure, but then learning from it and actually allowing yourself to move on, not being, you know, chained to regret.
Okay, so let's tackle some of those common myths around forgiveness, because there are definitely a few that can really trip us up. We touched on forgetting already, but let's dig into that a bit more. Davenport psychology is clear. Forgiveness isn't amnesia. It's more about neutralizing the emotional sting of that memory. Like, the memory is still there, but it's not running the show anymore, you know?
Precisely. It's like turning down the volume on the emotional charge connected to it.
Uh-huh.
And the other one we mentioned, confusing forgiveness with reconciliation. The article really stresses forgiveness as a personal journey first. Whether you reconcile or not, that's a whole separate choice. And it's perfectly okay to forgive someone internally, but still decide, for your own safety or well-being, to keep your distance.
Yeah, that makes sense. And there's that idea that forgiveness is weak. That one always felt off to me. It seems like it takes more strength not to hold on sometimes.
Absolutely. It requires considerable inner strength, actually. Think about it. Confronting those really painful feelings, resisting the urge to hit back, and then consciously choosing to let that negativity go. Holding on to anger can feel powerful in the moment.
Right, like you're in control.
Exactly. But it's a bit of an illusion. Because ultimately, you're the one carrying that weight. You remain trapped. Forgiveness, look at this way, is really an act of freeing yourself.
So what happens if we don't forgive? The Davenport piece outlines some pretty serious consequences. It sounds like it's much more than just, you know, feeling annoyed.
Oh, much more. The impact is quite real, both mentally and physically. Holding grudges tends to fuel all sorts of negative emotions, like constant anger, bitterness, deep resentment. And if you think about physiology, the chronic stress that comes from this, well, it's linked to some serious physical health issues. Things like a higher risk for heart problems, diabetes, even a weaker immune system. That prolonged stress just isn't good for the body.
Wow. That connection is stark, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That our emotional state can directly impact our physical health like that. So unforgiveness isn't just a mental weight, it's physical too.
It really is. And the mental health toll is just as significant. The source points to clear links between holding on to unforgiveness and things like depression and anxiety, either causing them or making them worse. Plus, these old hurts can seriously mess with your current relationships. They, you know, tend to seep into how you interact with people now.
It's like trying to run a race with a backpack full of rocks, isn't it? Just makes everything harder.
Yeah.
Davenport Psychology also mentions how unforgiveness keeps you sort of stuck in the past,
mm-hmm.
leads to feeling powerless.
Yes, that feeling of being trapped is key. When your mind keeps replaying the hurt, the anger, you're essentially letting that past event or person continue to dictate your emotional state now. Forgiveness, then, is about reclaiming that control, taking your power back. And the benefits outlined in the article are pretty compelling. Less stress, better mental and emotional health, and just generally, more peace.
Okay, so we're getting a clearer picture of what forgiveness is, what it isn't, and why not forgiving can be so detrimental.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's shift to its role in therapy. Davenport psychology really positions it as often a key part of healing,
yeah,
especially with relationship conflicts or past traumas.
Right. And what's interesting is how therapists help with this. It's not about forcing it. It's more about creating a safe space, you know, a space to really explore the hurt, acknowledge the pain fully, and then maybe when the time feels right, consider making that choice to forgive. But again, and this is crucial, the focus is always on freeing yourself. It's not about letting the other person off the hook or saying the harm didn't matter.
And the positive outcomes they mention: less depression, less anxiety, just better emotional well-being. That really highlights the power of releasing that baggage. So let's zoom in a bit. How does this look in individual therapy?
In individual therapy, working on forgiveness can be really powerful for personal growth. It's about untangling yourself from past hurts that might be holding you back now. The Davenport article mentions a few approaches therapists might use, like cognitive behavioral techniques. Those often focus on spotting and changing the negative thought patterns tied to the hurt. Then there's narrative therapy, which can help you kind of rewrite the story of what happened in a way that empowers you. And things like mindfulness can help you just sit with the difficult emotions without being overwhelmed, which helps in letting them go.
So different tools, but the aim is similar: helping you change your internal relationship to that past event.
Exactly. And the source is right to say it's usually not a quick fix. It's often slow. It takes patience and a lot of self-compassion. You have to be kind to yourself through it. But the potential payoff, as Davenport Psychology notes, is huge. Better self-esteem, more resilience for the future, and, well, a deeper sense of peace.
Okay, now what about relationships? Forgiveness in couples counseling. That sounds, well, complex, but maybe even more essential for the relationship's health.
Oh, absolutely essential. When trust is broken or deep hurts happen in a partnership, the ability to work towards mutual forgiveness is often critical for healing. Therapists guide couples through this, often by improving communication first, helping each partner really hear and understand the other's pain, their perspective, then working towards some kind of shared understanding of what went wrong and how to move forward differently.
So it's definitely not about just sweeping it under the rug. It sounds like it's more about acknowledging the hurt, taking responsibility where needed, and then committing to change behaviors.
Precisely. It's about facing the issue head on, but constructively, and the potential results. Rebuilding trust, deepening that emotional connection, and making the relationship stronger, more resilient in the long run. It involves learning healthier ways to handle conflict and repair things when they go wrong, and forgiveness is a huge part of that repair.
Okay, theory is great, but what about practical steps someone listening could maybe try? Davenport Psychology suggests a couple of exercises. The first one is letter writing.
Yeah, the letter writing exercise is powerful because it's private. It gives you a safe container to just pour out everything you're feeling, the anger, the sadness, whatever it is, without the pressure of actually confronting the person.
And the article points out you don't even have to send the letter, right? Just the act of writing it all down can be incredibly releasing.
Exactly. It externalizes the emotions. It can bring a sense of closure, even if nothing changes externally.
Okay. And the second exercise they mentioned, guided visualization.
Right. Guided visualization involves using your imagination intentionally. You might visualize the person or the situation that caused the hurt, and then consciously practice letting go of the negative feelings attached to it.
Sounds like something a therapist might walk you through, helping you access those feelings safely. And maybe even gently shifting perspective, perhaps finding a tiny bit of empathy, which could change how you feel about it.
That's often the goal, yes. Not necessarily to suddenly feel warm and fuzzy towards the person, but more to create some emotional distance from the pain and start envisioning a future free from its weight.
Now, it's good to remember this isn't always a straight line, this forgiveness journey. Davenport Psychology mentioned some typical stages people might go through. Could you walk us through those sort of generally?
Sure. It often starts with really acknowledging the hurt. You have to let yourself feel it, the anger, the sadness, whatever comes up. You can't bypass that. Then there's usually a point where you make a conscious decision to forgive. And it's key to remember, as the source implies, this decision is mainly for you, for your own peace.
Right. It's an internal commitment.
Exactly. After that decision comes the harder work sometimes, processing all those feelings, grief, anger, maybe confusion. This is where therapy or those exercises can really help. And then often later in the process comes finding some kind of meaning in it all, integrating the lessons learned, which ultimately leads towards that personal growth and hopefully a more lasting peace.
It definitely sounds like a process, not just a switch you flip. And throughout all of this, the Davenport article keeps highlighting the therapist's role.
Absolutely. A therapist provides that safe space, which is just invaluable. Somewhere non-judgmental to unpack all those messy, conflicting feelings. They can help clarify what forgiveness actually means, bust those myths we talked about, and constantly reinforce that choosing forgiveness is an act of self-empowerment, not weakness.
And they guide you through those stages, right? Offering tools like the letter writing or visualization when it feels appropriate, helping you make sense of it all and use forgiveness to improve your well-being and relationships.
Precisely. And just as a practical note for listeners maybe in Florida, Davenport Psychology does mention resources in the Sarasota and Venice areas, individual, couples, group therapy options. But the broader point is that therapists everywhere are trained in this. Seeking professional help if you feel stuck can be a really, really positive step towards healing.
Okay, so wrapping up this deep dive, drawing on Davenport Psychology, it's clear forgiveness is complex, isn't it? It's not simple, but it's a really powerful, essential process for emotional healing. Not a single moment, but more of a journey of letting go of resentment, mostly for your own benefit. And doing that can lead to less stress, better mental health, stronger relationships, all things we've touched on.
Which leaves us with a final thought for you, the listener, to mull over. What burdens, maybe unseen, are you still carrying because of unforgiveness, past hurts still weighing you down? And just imagine, what could open up for you? What kind of inner peace, what emotional freedom if you started, even just tentatively, to explore letting some of that go? Remember, this exploration isn't really about the other person. It's fundamentally about your own freedom, your own well-being.